This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tony Friedell for the next 3.5 hours now, because, you know, we just had a whole segment talking about NHL, Canada, taking out Team USA and the Four Nations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Face-off championship. So the inaugural Four Nations face-off championship goes to Canada. And oh, Canada. A lot of trash talking from USA early on, but we could not back it up when it mattered most. And that's disappointing. But you know what? Hockey did its job, Nick. It did its job. It got us to this point for the Warriors. All I needed for them to do was be entertaining last night. Although there was a lot of NBA games yesterday. I don't know if a lot of Warriors fans were tapped into all the different scores and everything happened yesterday. You saw the Celtics just absolutely destroy the Sixers. I mean, who didn't see that coming, I should say. Peyton Pritchard with 28 points. Sixth man of the year, maybe, Peyton Pritchard. Magic, your Magic, beating the Hawks, 114-108. Paolo Banchero, 36 points. Trae Young, 38 in that one. The Cavs, all they do is win. They're 45-10. I kind of feel bad. They're just going to keep winning and winning, and no one's going to take them seriously.
Like, do you take them seriously?
No, I'm just saying. I
you are everybody.
110-97, they're just going to win and win and win. And until they show it in the playoffs, no one's going to care. Because that leads me into a conversation right now. 888-957-9570. Good morning to all you just getting off work and ready for work. Yeah, Bonte wants me to mention, he just texted me, shout out the Overnight Dancers. Shout out the Overnight Dancers. I hope you're making some money over All-Star Game weekend. All right, the weather is getting nicer around here. Maybe people are staying out a little later. It's like I could take this off. I scootered in today. I didn't have my beanie on. It felt good. Felt brisk, right? Like the iced tea felt brisk. Real quick though, Nick, before I know you have some thoughts on the Overnight Dancers, but the fact that I just said that about the Cleveland Cavaliers, like, yeah, show me in the playoffs. Like, is the regular season ever going to matter again in the NBA?
Oh no! Oh no! Spadone, we have 3.5 hours left on our joyride here, and we have hit a nerve that I am constantly texting my friends about and talking to them about.
We'll ask Slater about it at 8:30.
Well, he's going to be like, I'm so sick of listening to this dude talk about the regular season. The NBA regular season is in the worst place that I can ever remember that. Remember it. I have not been at a point with the game, having covered it as a journalist for 15 years, having watched it as a fan all my life, where I remember that regular season games had as little impact as they do. And this is a story I've been telling my friends for several months now, when people say, why are you so down on the regular season? Because there's clearly a line. There's a big difference between regular season games and the playoffs. Playoffs are still awesome. Spadone, I grew up in Orlando. I was lucky enough to go to the same school, kindergarten through 12th grade, with a majority of my friends. So when people say, oh, my high school friends.
It was a K through 12?
It was a private school, K through 12.
Wow.
But when people say my high school friends, I say, oh, you mean the kids I met in kindergarten?
Childhood friends.
Childhood yes. friends. So I have known these dudes and my little brother almost all my life.
Your brother? I didn't know that.
A little brother.
Does he have the same voice as you?
No. Shout out to the Birdman, wherever he is, down there in Orlando getting ready for work.
You get him to call in. I need to hear what his voice sounds like.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Little bro.
I don't know. I think he's already at work. I don't know if we can get him to call in now.
Just take a two-minute break.
Is he a Magic fan? What is he? Is he an Orlando guy?
Because I was a Magic fan as a little kid, what did he want to be? The opposite. We lived in the suburbs of Chicago before we moved to Orlando.
Got it.
So he was a big Michael and a Bulls fan. So, but he's not really into the NBA, which leads nicely into the rest of what happened. We're sitting in Vegas. All the kids I've known my whole life, 35 years, and my little brother. And we're talking about all kinds of things. And I have to say, our text chats, and Spadone, when you hit 40, your text chat becomes at least, if it's anywhere close to me and my friends, hey, who are we betting on Saturday and Sundays in the fall? It's all college football and pro football. Somebody sends some crazy meme in, and then somebody will drop in like a picture of their four-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Now, obviously, I'm not lucky enough to be at that point yet in my life where I can drop the picture of the little kid in. So I'm usually just like, oh, what are you guys doing today with the kids? Like, right. I'm the Funkle.
There you go. That's a good one, the fun uncle.
That is me. That is my goal in life, to be a fun uncle to my two nieces and to all my other nieces and nephews from my close friends.
There you go.
We get to Vegas. We're talking about all this stuff. And I say to them at one point as we're sitting at dinner, what are you guys watching in the NBA right now? Joe Spadone, there's a pause. Everyone turns their head and looks at me. It was like I had 10 heads. These dudes who I've known my entire life, and my little brother are like, you think we're watching the NBA in the regular season? Are you serious? And these are guys that, not just my little brother, who is a Bulls fan and a Michael fan, they grew up on Shaq and Penny. They grew up on that Magic team with Dwight Howard that was very good for that stretch while he was one of the best players in the game. These are guys who watch the NBA throughout most of their lives. They are not watching the game anymore.
Well, in the Magic, like, Paolo's like a legit star. Franz is legit.
They're going to be good for a while, even though they really had their issues this year and have fought through some injuries. I cannot get them to consume the game the same way that we did even 10 or 15 years ago. That is why, and I've told you this for several years, but it's why I enjoy coming out to the Bay so much. It's why I enjoyed living here. You could talk about the Warriors all day, every day, and people are into it. But it's just not the case for my friend group anymore.
Right, and that brings me to this, because we're lucky here in the Bay. We have a franchise like the Golden State Warriors and an owner like Joe Lacob that wants to win constantly. And, you know, they made the big move for Jimmy Butler, and it's revitalized not only the team, the front office, the ownership, but the fan base. We're locked in again. Like,
yeah,
we're creating urgency today, Nick. This is a big game tonight. Like, Sam was mentioning it yesterday. If you really are a new team and this is a, like a new wave and a new sense of hope, shout out Star Wars, A New Hope, you need to beat this Kings team tonight in Sacramento. You can't be losing to Sabonis, to Zach LaVine, to Doug Christie, to Malik Monk. No.
What a murderer's row there.
Right? You have Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler, three future Hall of Famers. You need to win this game. Now, it's going to be difficult because the Kings have just been historically a bad matchup for the Warriors recently. They just their youth and athleticism has just gotten in the way. And the size of Domantas Sabonis. Let's be honest. Sabonis has been a baller this year. Probably should have been an all-star. Was snubbed. He was very good. I watched him in that starting five doc. I think we've mentioned ad nauseum this week. You know, he's very nice. Again, you're talking about family guy. Nice family guy. Very quiet.
Yeah.
Kind of how he is like on the court at times. Like, he's a no-nonsense individual. His father, Arvidas, way more interesting than him. That guy's just an absolute legend. Heard some of the stories about him. But that's a team and a player right there that have had their way with you as of late. So I want them to make a statement tonight. And 888-957-9570, is it a must win?
Is
this a must win game?
You never go full Shask. Full Shask and full B. Do not go into the... We got to win game number whatever it is, 50-something. No. No.
27 games remaining, Nick Friedell. Every single game is a playoff game. Not my words. That's Mike Dunleavy, the general manager of the Golden State Warriors. Every game from here on out is a playoff game. And tune in, by the way, for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Again, Warriors Live today, 6 o'clock, right here on 95.7 The Game, Nick Friedell. Okay, must win's a stretch. But if you want to make a statement, I think you do it tonight. To start out this final stretch of the year, you make a statement win. Not saying you have to blow them out, but you have a big win against a team that's also fighting for a play-in spot. Yeah, against your... I'm calling them a rival right now because you know what? They've had their way with you recently. And they're right there. They're in Sacramento. There's a geographical rivalry. And Doug Christie and Steve Kerr going at it. This is a big game. And I'm legit, like, this is one of the biggest games I've been excited about in the regular season for the Warriors in a long time. Like, they have the Lakers and LeBron, but it's like, where are these teams going? Like, I don't know. This feels big time tonight. This feels big time.
It should be fun. The Warriors, with the momentum that they were finding prior to the All-Star break, Spadone, should be able to find their way through this one. And if you're Steve Kerr, you say, hey, guys, let's start off the stretch drive with a win that we need, and let's get out of the play-in. I think you and I both agree throughout the week, Spadone, if the Warriors find the right matchup in the first round, they can set themselves up really well for really making some noise in the playoffs. The only way you do that is to stack up wins when you can get them. Everybody should be feeling good, should be feeling healthy going into this Sacramento game, aside from Kuminga. And We're going to get into his status over the course of the next few hours. But Spadone, if you're the Warriors, this is a game that you need. It's a game that you feel good about. On top of the fact, what in the hell are the Kings doing as an organization? What are they doing?
Well, that's just a never-ending question right there.
We could be asking this question all the time for years and years.
That's your boy Vivek Ranadive, man.
But the Bulls didn't work with LaVine and DeRozan for several years in Chicago. So what do the Kings do? They trade their best player and they say, you know who we need to acquire? You know who we need to bring in here? We need to bring in Zach LaVine. You know who we're going to pair him up with? We're going to pair him up with DeMar DeRozan. This is like JV Bulls team that didn't win anything to begin with. I don't get the strategy. I've never understood what's happening. They fired Mike Brown after giving him the extension seemingly just a few months ago. Always remember this in the NBA, but in pro sports in general. Bad teams make bad decisions repeatedly and put the wrong people in the wrong places in order to succeed. It's why they don't have success for years and years. And when you run like that, and it always starts at the top, Vivek has made a whole bunch of questionable decisions. When you're run like that in pro sports, you don't have a chance to find any sustainable success. It's why, for as much as the Warriors get criticized in the last few years, fans should be thanking their lucky stars that they have not only the ownership group in place, but they've got the right people usually making the right choices.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.